Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Hey, the fans teaming up with the Pittsburgh Knights to give you the chance to take on the best Madden players around with the Madden 20 Fan Open. Not only will you be testing your skills against high-level competition, you'll also have an opportunity to take down your favorite fan hosts on the virtual gridiron. Head to 937thefan.com/Knights to register now. Then play your way through the Open qualifier on June 20th. Memorial Day weekend came and went. Beautiful day today. Hope some of you had some time outside to enjoy it, bask in it. Chris, does Rob Rossi strike you as a man who tans well?
Come on. Is that a serious question?
Yes.
The answer is no. I think Rob would say that he is not a man who tans well.
Does Rob strike you as a guy who would put like an abundance of suntan lotion on his nose? You know, the guy that walks around with
the lifeguard guy. In every movie, like, the jerk lifeguard has an enormous amount of sunblock on his shins and then on his nose. And he's always wearing one of those dopey hats. Mm. Rob strikes me as the kind of guy who would definitely have an abundance of sunscreen, like visible white sunscreen somewhere on his body if he was out on a hot, sunny day.
Rob?
So I do like dopey hats, gentlemen. You're both aware of that, having seen me in public settings and privately. I do put a lot of sunscreen on. The last name is from Italian heritage, a little town called Forca in northern Italy. But there's about a quarter of me that's Irish, and that's the skin type. So, I'll tell you this. I have not really done many vacations in my life. I went on one to high school to Hilton Head, a family summer vacation. I want to say it was my sophomore year. Long story short, I got sunburned the first day, and then spent the rest of the week sleeping in a closet in the place where my family rented, because I overdosed so much on, like, the aloe that you put in after the suntan or after the sunburn that I had an allergic reaction to that. So I've tried to avoid the sun at all costs.
Rob, to hear you say that you are a man who has not taken many vacations is a great one-sentence descriptor of you.
But
you,
yeah,
you are like one of the few
new Twitter
people,
bio.
One of the few people, yeah, on earth who is anti-vacation.
I hate vacation. They bore me to death. Like, and plus, like, look, I don't, people misunderstand me.
Yes, they do.
I don't.
Oh boy, here we, there's another great one sentence description of Rob Rossi.
Right, okay. I'm not opposed to happiness, but the happiness of others can annoy me quickly.
Oh, yes, it
can.
But
when people are on vacation, it gets very tiresome to me and very much on my nerves very quickly.
You don't like too happy. I think too happy kind of catches you off guard,
yeah,
a little bit, disarms you when people,
yes,
are too happy. And vacation,
yeah,
can do
fake.
That. Yes.
It's fake.
This is
it's
an unbelievable fake. Window into you as a person, Rob. Like, we're like 90 seconds into this interview, and I feel like people who have somehow never heard you before, not that I think there's really any of those people left in this town, now have a very clear picture of exactly what you're like.
Mm.
I will borrow from Tommy, our friend at Smoke and Joe's, who says I'm the best bad time you'll ever meet.
Rob Rossi, Penguins insider from The Athletic. Rob, what are your thoughts right now on this Gary Bettman press conference at 4:30?
That a lot of people are going to mistakenly think he's saying when they're going to return to play as opposed to just announcing what details they have. Based off the conversations I've had, we're going to get Gary Bettman telling us that, you know, a lot of what we know, that there's a plan in place. We might get a few more details, but in terms of like a specific date, I'm not expecting that. And by the way, even if I'm wrong, and by the way, I'd be thrilled to be wrong, but even if I'm wrong, I think everybody needs to be cautious about any dates assigned to anything because, you know, that's really out of the control of everybody up until that point, right? I mean, we don't know what the environment's going to be 2 days from now, let alone two to 4 to 6 weeks from now. But, you know, I can tell you that as of yesterday, the expectation from everybody I'd spoken with, and, you know, I'd spoken with people on a lot of sides of this issue, was that we'd probably be looking at mid-July for the NHL getting back, whether that is getting back for training camp to open or getting back to actually starting that best of five round. You know, let's hope that that can happen. But I'm not trying to be negative about this. I want this to work. All they can do is formulate a plan to get back and go about the best way they know how, setting up parameters and precautions and all those things to execute that plan. There's still a lot of it that's out of their control, and I think people need to be careful about having too much optimism with anything because that could just lead to more disappointment. Just be a little cautious about this.
Well, Rob, that sort of leads into what I was going to ask you and probably sort of tips your hand as to maybe how you'll answer this, but with so many plans being discussed, with the commissioner publicly talking about just some of the details of it, we assume today, to what degree do you think it's a certainty, or what are the chances that they actually play this summer? Like, is this something that if you were handicapping it yourself, you'd be 75% yes they're going to play? Like, how does that come out for you?
Yeah, what did I tell you guys a couple of weeks ago? 10%, but that was before that. You know, when I said that was when I was still hearing that a lot of teams might vote against this. You know, a lot of teams didn't because they now have a chance to be part of a play-in, right? So, you know, the NHL, I think, has done a pretty good job of eliminating some real hurdles. But here's the thing. You still have to identify the sites you want to play these games at, begin the process of quarantining people in advance so that you have people to work at those sites. Hope that everything at those sites, the city, the region, doesn't go through like a second wave, or if it's one of the states that still hasn't sort of had a decline, doesn't continue to sort of go along its status quo. You have to hope there's no unforeseen issues with the Players Association. I don't expect there to be. But you have to hope that. You have to hope that none of the players between now and then come down with it, or that there's not an outbreak at one of these team facilities that they're going to be opening up to six guys at a time, you know, probably by the end of the month. I mean, you have to hope all those things. So handicapping it, I mean, I would say I think it's at least 50-50 and probably closer to 70-30 that they're going to try to get this thing going, but I'm not ready to say it's any greater than 50-50, and I'd still probably put it a little bit less that they're going to be able to finish it in the time frame that they hope. I think they're going to try to finish the season and award the Stanley Cup, but once you start those round-robin games and those play-in games, you got a whole lot of issues that I just think could pop up. Hopefully they don't. And you got a lot of stuff you got to cram in a very short amount of time. So, you know, I guess 50% is better than the 10 that I gave you 3 weeks ago, but still, you know, means there's 50% that it won't happen too.
Rob Rossi, Hates Vacations, joining us here on 93.7, yeah. The Fan, Penguins insider from The Athletic. Rob, Matt Murray celebrated his birthday yesterday. Yes. Can you give us a sense for what's going on with him, both personally and professionally? I had Pierre Maguire on yesterday, and I asked him, do you think there'd be a big market for Murray? And he said, yeah, I think there will be. But he had a hard time trying to figure out what a guy like Matt Murray would be worth in a trade.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's a tough question for Pierre to answer or me because, you know, is it about the value of Matt Murray as an asset or what Matt Murray is going to be expected to make and want to make versus future salary caps and whether teams feel like, especially if the cap drops by, say, 20%, do they want to go forward with goalies making a big chunk of that? And I don't know. I mean, I think in a perfect world, talking to Jim Rutherford, he'd love to keep Matt Murray and Tristan Jarry for one more year. And, you know, the plan, as I understand it, would, you know, they're not planning to pay Matt Murray, you know, $7 million or upwards on a multi-year deal. And he is a restricted free agent. They'll own his rights. You know, I think Matt Murray's probably looking at a contract that is not within the means the Penguins want to go to. But, you know, what happens if Matt Murray comes back and, you know, we've seen him do this, play lights out for two months and the Penguins win the Stanley Cup. There's part of me that thinks there's no way you let a guy that's won the Cup three times get away when you still have Crosby and Malkin. There's part of me that thinks if they win the Stanley Cup in this tournament, that gives them four in the Crosby-Malkin era in terms of championships, and it's easier to part ways with a lot of guys not named Crosby and Malkin. Because, like, at that point, isn't it all gravy? And I guess there's a chance he doesn't start, though the expectation I have is that he would be the guy that starts game one based off the way Mike Sullivan was handling things at the end of the regular season or whatever we want to call the last time the Penguins were playing, but also based off conversations I've had with people, their expectation is that Murray would start. And I can tell you, talking to Murray, his expectation is it would start. I will say this. I spoke to him a few weeks ago for a story I wrote on The Athletic, and I don't think he's thinking at all about his future right now. I think he's just sort of getting himself ready to play, you know, elimination hockey. And in a weird way, I think that Matt Murray is the best version of Matt Murray because when he can focus in on that very pressurized situation of sort of every shot is sort of a high pressure shot, I think he's a lot better. I think there's just something about his personality that allows him to zero in on that. And so I expect Matt Murray is going to play well. I think he needs to because he didn't have a great season. But I don't know if that's going to do one thing to change his future with the Penguins. If you're asking me right now, I think that when we see Matt Murray play next, it's probably the beginning of the end of Matt Murray's tenure in Pittsburgh. And I'll say this, gentlemen, based off of the decision that was made to part ways with Marc-Andre Fleury, who is among, if not the most purely beloved players in Penguins history, and the level Fleury was at, and the decision to go with Murray as your goalie of the future, if you'd have told me then that within 4 years or 3 years, Matt Murray also wouldn't be part of it, I mean, I would have laughed at you. I'd have probably said, let's go on vacation together. We'll have some fun.
Mm. But, Rob, doesn't all of that have everything to do with what they think of Tristan Jarry, though? Like, I can't have a discussion or I can't think about a discussion of Matt Murray's future with this franchise without putting it into context based on how they must feel or do or don't feel about Tristan Jarry.
Absolutely. And I think it's very much deja vu, only Murray's in the situation Fleury was in. They have a guy that they think will be more affordable and will play really good hockey. Maybe not better hockey, but really good hockey. And look, the knock on Tristan Jarry was did he have the sort of temperament to put it all together at the NHL because the skill level was there. He might be, after Marc-Andre Fleury, the most gifted physically goaltender the Penguins have ever had. But, you know, there's been a lot of gifted guys that can't do it. Jarry was one of the best goalies in the league this year. And there's a lot of people in the Penguins that think that was just the beginning. And I don't think they're going to have any problem going, you know, on a long-term deal with him. But they don't want to do a long-term deal with both of them and be paying somewhere close to like $8, $9 million a year combined for goaltenders. And I'm not sure they'd even get it done with that. So, yeah, I mean, if there wasn't a Tristan Jarry, I don't think we'd be having this discussion with Matt Murray, but there is, so we are.
He's on Twitter, at Real Rob Ross. He gives you real takes on not just the Penguins, but life itself. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it, man.
Well, life is a scam, and so long as everybody keeps that in mind, we'll all be cool. Stay safe.
All right, see ya. He's on
life. Life is a scam, and as long as everybody keeps that in mind, we'll all
be
cool.
He is a different breed.
I'm putting that quote out there immediately.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.